This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. This is an almost disturbingly light episode this week, so please don't make the next week's episode exciting. I don't think my heart can take it. So, the one thing that I found in the community that was really interesting was that my article on the dangers of chatbots led someone to share an incredibly interesting concern-affirming tale. Yikes! Now, apparently, someone built a Markov bot out of former employees at Etsy and the things they'd said in their chat, and discovered to their horror that nothing prevented this thing from invoking chatbot commands. Oh no! AWS had a pair of interesting releases. Extend AWS IAM roles to workloads outside of AWS with IAM roles anywhere. Have a signed certificate, receive an IAM role is something of a game changer for my mental model of extending AWS's permissions model to new and exciting things. Yes, OICD has been a thing. Yes, apparently IoT had some way of doing something like this previously, but it's all new to me, and for some reason it hits differently. You can probably expect more from me on this in future weeks. And how to tune TLS for hybrid post-quantum cryptography with Kyber. I have to assume that if this were in any way important, they would have used words that mean things rather than dialogue lifted from an episode of Star Trek. If you're trying to talk about a real risk, speak about it responsibly, because jargon occludes meaning.
DoorDash had a problem. As their cloud-native environment scaled and developers delivered new features, their monitoring system kept breaking down. In an organization where data is used to make better decisions about technology and about the business, losing observability means the entire company loses their competitive edge. With Chronosphere, DoorDash is no longer losing visibility into their application suite. The key? Chronosphere is an open-source compatible, scalable, and reliable observability solution that gives the observability lead at DoorDash Business confidence and peace of mind.
Read the full success story at snark.cloud/chronosphere. That's snark.cloud/chronosphere. And as far as a tool goes, it's kind of kidding, but also slightly not. A guy built it. Has IAM failed open yet.com is a site that triggers a Lambda function every time someone visits it that attempts to access something it is not allowed to access. Should it ever succeed in accessing that thing, it will display an appropriately alarmist message, which is also heavily caveated to avoid sparking a global panic. Now, to be quite clear, I do not believe that AWS's IAM service will ever fail open globally. But if it did, it's an absolutely end-of-days scenario for all of the cloud industry. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. Told you it was a light week. I'll talk to you more next week.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.